Organized medicine, the problem or the solution? Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape. The ruck rhymes with yuck, is a poster child for everything that is right and everything that is wrong about American organized medicine. The acronym stands for AMA / Specialty Society Relative Value Scale Update Committee. Born of the necessity for fiscal fairness as the RBRVS, resource-based relative value scale of mathematical creativity in the highest levels of academic economics at Harvard, vetted through the time-honored and tested cauldron of rigorous anonymous peer review, published in 1988 and widely disseminated by the most respected vehicles of their sort and time, the NEJM and the JAMA, endorsed and adopted as policy and for use by the largest reasonably representative organized body of physicians in the world, the AMA, in 1991, as well as the U.S. Congress for Medicare use, the RBRVS stood as a beacon of sound economic science, informing that most conflicted of human values, how much is a professional person's work worth? Well, that was then, and this is now, 2013. The ruck still rhymes with yuck, has become the whipping boy for how greed of some individuals organized by extraordinarily astute and effective medical politicians, blessed after political process of the still largest but long since not reasonably representative body of organized physicians in the world, the U.S. government and most private payers has skewed the whole of emphasis and practice of American medicine to becoming a vastly overexpensive megalith of inefficient waste. At the risk of oversimplification, many physicians who are drawn into the procedure-based fields, endoscopists, orthopedists, neurosurgeons, anesthesiologists, interventional cardiologists and radiologists, ophthalmologists, thoracic and plastic surgeons, tend to have aggressive, even grasping, surgical personalities. Many physicians attracted to the more cognitive fields, primary care, family medicine, general internal medicine, psychiatry, pediatrics, tend to be more contemplative, even passive. Their physician organizations take on the nature of the members. So, in the rough and tumble political arenas, visible and hidden, the thinkers and their organizations get their clocks cleaned by the doers. Public interest be damned in such an environment. Non-representative professional governments runs wild sans robust regulation. Money matters as a recruiter, a motivator, and as a reward. Over decades, the greatly differing monetary rewards for procedures and proceduralists versus cognitive decision-making and makers has created a greatly skewed imbalance of too much stuff done to patients who many times don't need it, care that does not make a difference, and far too little care of primary and preventive types done to patients who do need it, care that does make a difference. And the numbers of physicians entering the lucrative fields far outstrips the others, thus creating and enhancing supply-induced demand for more and more procedures. And it all goes back to the ruck. Still rhymes with yuck. Human behavior unregulated can be very selfish. Human behavior deftly regulated can be notable, even noble. The ruck of the 21st century represents a failure of self-regulation, professional regulation, and government regulation. It is really hard to act independently when your whole medical field's economic welfare is on your shoulders. I have previously described the AMA as being torn apart by conflicting goals and priorities, the result being a very small membership percentage of U.S. physicians. Membership medical societies are expected to provide benefits like high incomes for their members. In order to achieve power through image, some also cloak themselves with good works for the public. And in order to keep member dues low, they often develop businesses to generate revenue, even though holding favorable tax status as not-for-profit organizations. It is this triple schizophrenia that makes organized medicine so conflicted as a large part of the problem, while potentially a centerpiece of a solution, if it could act primarily in the public interest. How to fix the ruck? Either repeal and replace or let the sun shine in. But even if it is fixed, repairing the harmful effects that have been wrought by two decades of the ruck will take a long time. We had better start soon. If the Congress won't fix it, Medicare must. If Medicare won't fix it, the AMA need reaffirm its pledge to promote the art and science of medicine and the betterment of public health, and fix the ruck and let the sun shine in. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, at large for Medscape.